is much better.
And you are listening. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre,
Catskills.
Today.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Teo Campo Real of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
If you can't make your local town meetings but want to attend, WGXC can help. Currently, local volunteers make recordings and live web streams of the Catskill Town Meetings, the Hudson Common Council Meetings, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisor Meetings. If you miss the live web streams, volunteers post recordings of these meetings as soon as possible at WGXC.org on the newsroom page and in the audio archives. If you're going to local meetings and you have a phone in your pocket, you can help too. Email info@wgxc.org and WGXC will help you share recordings of local meetings and events. You can also use the free WGXC app, available in the App Store, to do your own live webcast from local events. Contact info@wgxc.org. For more information about how you can help share valuable local information about your community with your friends and neighbors.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin in with the One Hit Wonders of 1975, Who Fell Down the Memory Hole, and covers and live performances of those that haven't got over the hump that was 1974, aka one of the worst years for pop music in general. This year's crop was a bit better, and in the second half we'll hear from a couple of legendary divas, some jokester punks, and a nerdy actor covering one of the nerdiest songs ever. Our first set today begins with Polly Brown telling us how it all went up in a puff of smoke.
Watch me. me if you can. He says I'm the greatest the world's ever seen. The heavyweight champion who came back again. My face is so pretty, you don't see a scar, which proves I'm the king of the ring by far. Sing Muhammad, Muhammad Ali. He floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. Muhammad, the black Superman who calls to the other guy. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. I'm Ali. Catch me if you can.
That was Johnny Wakelin and the Kinshasa Band with Black Superman / Muhammad Ali. The tribute peaked in at number 21 on September 13th, 1975's Billboard charts. Prior to that was Up in a Puff of Smoke by Polly Brown, which made it to number 16 on March 15th. Next up is another song that explains another riff on MST3K for me. Here's Amazing Rhythm Aces with Third Rate Romance.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying blues. Talk was small and they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, you don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do.
Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous.
He said, I'll even tell you that I love you if you want me to. Car and they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. And he came back with the key. She said, give it to me and I'll unlock the door. She kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you?
There
guess I have, but only a time or two. Third-rate romance, low-rate rendezvous. Third-rate romance, low-rate rendezvous. Third-rate romance, low-rate rendezvous.
Yeah.
That was Leon Haywood heating things up with I Want to Do Something Freaky to You, making it to number 15 on the Billboard Top 40 on December 13th, 1975. For that was Third Rate Romance by Amazing Rhythm Aces, hitting number 14 on September 13th. Closing out the first half is a set that begins with I'm on Fire by 5000 Volts.
Running around
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1975, continues on WGXC. That set began with 5,000 Volts, I'm on Fire, which made it to number 26 on the Billboard Top 40 for December 13th. Following that was Shoo, Do, Pa, Poo, Poop, Love, Being Your Fool by Travis Womack, cracking into the top 40 at number 38 on August 16th. The block ended with a TV-inspired novelty, the good times-based Dynamite by Bazooka, peaking at number 10 on August 2nd. We transition into our live and cover performance segments with the return from Tanya Tucker, whose 1981 cover of the movie soundtrack of The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia was played back in our 1972 edition. Here's the country legend's one entry in the mainstream top 40, Lizzie and the Rain Man.
Came riding in on the sunrise on a hot West Texas day. A fancy man in a painted wagon with some fancy things to say. Looks like you folks need some water. Well, water is my game. And for the small price of $100, I bet you I can make it rain. So step back, non-believers. For the rain will never come. Someone start that fire burning. Somebody beat the drum. He said some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims, but I swear before this day is over, you folks are gonna see some rain. They all just stood there staring, trying to believe. But there was one named Lizzie Cooper who said he was a lying cheat. She said, you call yourself a rain man, well, you ought to be ashamed. We're starting all these people dreaming, thinking you can make it rain. So step back, non-believers, call the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning. Somebody beat the drum. He said some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims, but I swear before this day is over, you folks are gonna see some rain. Hey, Lizzie, well, a man's got to have a dream. And if you can't walk on the inside with me, I'll meet you in between. Oh, come with me, Lizzie, and the stars will write your name. And if you still think I'm lying to you, look yonder, there comes the rain. Step back, non-believers, for the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning, somebody beat the drum. He said some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims, but I swear before this day is over, your folks are gonna see some rain. Oh, step back, non-believers, or the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning. Somebody
I ain't never gonna come. A beautiful voice, a beautiful girl, a beautiful song. All became hits in 1975. Here is Minnie Riperton.
Ain't got nothing on Minnie, and she'd be the first to tell you that. That was Minnie Riperton's April 5th peak and number one hit, Lovin' You, inspired by the birth of her daughter Maya Rudolph, as performed on the Midnight Special. Heads up, that classic show now has an official YouTube channel with a great deal of classic performances. For that was Tina Turner and Cher's live on Sonny and Cher duet of Shame, 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 covering Shirley and Company's hit that peaked at number 12 on March 29th, 1975. We began with Tanya Tucker's Lizzie and the Rain Man, which broke into the Billboard Mainstream Top 40 at number 37 on June 14th. Now for our penultimate set, here's Rick Moranis to take us for a ride on the Autobahn.
Far, far. Well, there it is, the final chord of Kraftwerk's Autobahn, a classic sound that so many of us remember from those days. I cannot think of a single piece of music that more than Kraftwerk's Autobahn's final chord says, hey, I know exactly where I am as I'm saying this. Except for, of course, I guess the Beach Boys.
Never liked you. Feelings like I wanna kill you. Live in my
They might not pop up too often, but as the last song showed, I've decided to that parodies are being added to the mix. With the Offspring's angrier take on Morris Albert's feelings, the original slice of 70s easy listening cheese peaking at number 6 on October 25th, 1975. Before that were Beavis and Butthead favorites Green Jello, Forgotten Geek Doesn't Recognize Overzealous Copyright Law, Come At Me, with Do the Howie, their take on Van McCoy's The Hustle, which danced all the way to number 1 on July 26, 1975, and helped usher in the age of disco. We started with Rick Moranis' cover of Audubon, the original by electronic music pioneers Kraftwerk, going to number 25 on May 3rd. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Stay safe as we go out with an international cover of Pilots' number 5 peaking hit Magic by Swedish singer Patrick Juve, followed by Talko's 1984 rap version of The Hustle.
On the disco scene, the MC said he was the rapping king. I said the king I may not be, but I'm a darn good MC.
See, I've been rapping since the Dapper days, and I keep new lines, so don't be amazed. It's like the fashion's changed with the times. I shock the world with my stupid rhymes. Because we can do our thing together. I'm in love. This is romance.